This summer, as usual, high school graduates are searching for dorm room bedsheets or laptops for college. Others are getting their passports in order to head off on a kind of sabbatical. A growing number of students are taking what's called a gap year after they've been accepted into college, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
As a self-described perfectionist at one of the best prep schools around Boston, James Clark didn't really surprise anyone when he got into a bunch of top colleges. What was surprising was when he wrote back to his first choice saying he wasn't coming, at least for now.
I mean, unless I turn out to be a rock and roll star or something like that, you know, I'll never have time to do whatever you want. And so I knew that I had to seize this opportunity, so.
Clark says he desperately needed time to get out of his books, as he puts it, and into the real world. So instead of hanging his corkboard in his freshman dorm, he's off this fall to do field research in the Tibetan mountains, martial arts in Tiananmen Square, and scuba diving somewhere in South America. Clark says he can't wait to do what he wants without worrying what colleges will think, like he always had to do in high school.
You can't just say, oh, you know, this is what I want to do. I revised in my head, you know, saying, is this right? I want to do things a little bit differently than I have been doing them.
You want to loosen up a little.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to unwind.
Gap years have long been popular in Europe. In the U.S., there's no hard national data, but colleges, consultants, and travel abroad programs all say more kids are doing it.